So Pilate then took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and placed it on his head and put a purple cloak on him. And they repeatedly came up to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And slapped him in the face again and again. And then Pilate came out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you so that you will know that I find no grounds at all for charges in his case." Jesus then came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, "Behold the man!" So when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they shouted, saying, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no grounds for charges in his case." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself out to be the Son of God." Therefore, when Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid, and he entered the praetorium again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you, and I have authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all if it had not been given to you from above. For this reason, the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin." As a result of this, Pilate made efforts to release him. But the Jews shouted, saying, "If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself out to be a king opposes Caesar." Therefore, when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Pavement, but in Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, "Look, you're king." So they shouted, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king except for Caesar." So he then handed him over to them to be crucified.
They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out carrying his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on either side, and Jesus in between. Now Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." therefore many of the Jews read this inscription, because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews, rather write that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to each soldier, and the tunic also. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece. So they said to one another, let's not tear it, but cast lots for it, to decide whose it shall be. This happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. They divided my garments among themselves, and they cast lots for my clothing. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now beside the cross of Jesus stood his mother.
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture would be fulfilled, said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth.
Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now then, since it was the day of preparation to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath,
for that Sabbath was a high day,
the Jews requested of Pilate that their legs be broken and the bodies be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man and of the other who was crucified with him. But after they came to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Yet one of the soldiers pierced his shall be broken. And again another scripture says, they will look at him whom they pierced.
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, requested of Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate granted permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 liters weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen wrappings with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden.